And welcome back to today's Topical Currents. Bonnie Berman, Joseph Cooper had to take early leave. He will be back Monday. So Linda Gassenheimer's here, our resident chef, author, and syndicated columnist. You can see her Facebook videos on our WLRN Facebook page. Linda, the menu today is sampling the ultra-wide range of South Florida's cuisines and neighborhoods with an expert to guide both natives and tourists to the best experiences.
Yes, it is. Bonnie, have you ever taken a tour of our own city?
No.
No, and most of us haven't. In fact, you know, I was in Wynwood at a meeting. Actually, you were with me in the meeting, and I was watching all the tourists going by, and I thought to myself, gee, I'd love to take a tour of this area and see what's happening as well. And there are other areas that are interesting, and it's constantly changing. So I've asked Grace Deller to come and talk to us. She's the founder of Miami Culinary Tours, and she's going to give us some ideas about touring in our own city. So let's welcome Grace Deller.
Thank you, Linda. Welcome.
Great to have you with us. And, of course, we have our restaurant news segment. It's going to be later on in the program. We have Matt Meltzer coming with us today. He's the Miami editor of the Thrillist Media Group, and he's going to give us this week's restaurant news and tips for eating out this weekend.
He's always fun.
Always has news. And, of course, we'd love to hear from you, our listeners. Have you ever taken a culinary tour? Tell us about it. Or do you have any questions for our guest? So give us a call. That's 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN.
Oh, here we go.
And Bonnie, do we have email today?
Yeah, radio@WLRN.org.
Okay, great. Well, Grace Deller, first of all, congratulations on the success of the Miami Culinary Tours. I remember you were with us when it first started. I don't know how many years ago, 8 years or something?
Yes.
Yes, and it's just grown and grown. So tell us what the general concept of the tours are.
So the general concept is to learn the different cultures behind the food. So we have been doing them in three major neighborhoods. So one is South Beach, the South Beach Food and Art Deco Tour, the Wynwood Food and Art Tour, and the Little Havana Food and Cultural Tour. And they're all walk-in tours.
So this is amazing. As Bonnie just mentioned, we did Facebook Live video at Wynwood Walls. And Bonnie, it was amazing. And everyone, you can go and see this video at the WLRN Facebook page where she described all the artwork for us. And then we went
There's a lot of artwork to see there.
Yes.
Throughout
and she knew
Wynwood,
all
actually.
About it. And it was just so fascinating to learn about that. Actually, we have some of the food here in the studio that we tasted on air. And so, Grace, tell us what we're eating.
So we're going to try traditional ceviche from GK Bistronomy. It's one of the restaurants that we go at our Wynwood tour.
And it's right next to Wynwood Walls.
Yes, it's right next to the walls. Like, there's many restaurants now. I remember just a few years ago, you know, there were only one or two places. Now you have a wide variety of different cuisines. So I particularly love this place because it really features Miamian cuisine. You know, everybody in Miami have tried ceviche, as I mentioned before, but really not everybody knows the stories behind ceviche and the culture behind the ceviche.
And this is what you do with your tours. It's not just, okay, here's some food. But you talk about why and how and what.
Exactly. So it's not only about fun going from restaurant to restaurant and seeing, you know, what's new in a neighborhood, but it's having that educational background about, you know, where is this plate coming from? You know, what's the culture? How, you know, what are the influences? And foodies, folks that are very much into, you know, culinary and cuisine. And, you know, you see them everywhere, right? They're taking photos. They're taking over restaurants, taking photos. That's us, you know.
Bonnie has just been eating this ceviche. And tell us what you think, Bonnie.
I think it's great. It is so, and there's so much lime on it. I love it.
But, you know, when I tasted it, it wasn't overpowered. So very often it's overpowered with too much citrus. And this is just, it's mahi-mahi, so it's a nice, thick, meaty kind of fish. And then there's this special corn in it. What's that?
Choclo. So we have two types of corns. Actually, canchita, which is that's a corn that's been toasted a little bit to give ceviche a crunch. You know, it's a Peruvian
corn. So it looks like a very, very big corn, unpopped corn kernel.
Correct.
But yes. But you just eat it, and it's crunchy and lovely.
Yes, you can sit in front of the TV with that and eat, you know, canchita, that corn, forever. It's just very delicious.
Unfortunately, yes, we would do that. Yes. And the other one is like a, how would we describe it? It's a big yellow corn.
It's almost like a legume. It looks like a lima bean, maybe that big.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
And that's choclo, yes.
That's kind of a creamy center.
Creamy, nutty flavor, you know, almost buttery as well. And that, you know, that corn in combination with the fish and that lime, it really cuts that, you know, lime lemony flavor of the ceviche.
Wow. Well, let's get to the other. Now, this was all made for us by GK Bistronomy. But you stop at 5 different restaurants on that tour of Wynwood.
Yes. So each chef or each place, you know, restaurant will do a small tasting so that you can continue.
Not so small, let me tell you.
We like to feed folks.
Yeah, I can see that. So there's a pork roll here. And this pork roll, when I tasted it, it's sort of creamy, and tell us what is in it.
You know, I love what the chef at GK is doing because, yes, you know, that component of the pork, it's there, but he magically wraps that in a tortilla flour, and he adds Gruyere cheese, so that a little bit of, you know, French melted cheese, and then, you know, finishes up with this avocado mousse on top, a little bit of garlic, and then a little bit of raw onions. And when you put that bite in your mouth, it really, you know, comes alive. You know, you can taste all of the different components.
Wow. And this is what happens on these tours. She explains everything so beautifully. Now, Mother's Day is coming up, Grace. So you told me you have a special event for that?
Yes, moms are very special for us. You know, we learn how to cook and we learn, you know, the love for food, you know, through our moms. So we do usually something special, like a mom's cocktail that we pair at some of the stops. And the whole event is very festive.
So that might be a fun thing to give in addition to our flowers that we're going to give for our moms and all that, to do something as a family together.
That you can get from WLRN, of course.
Of course, the flowers. Yes, okay. We want to say that and support the stations.
Of course.
So that would be nice, but it would also be nice just to go as a family or just to, you know, give mom a gift certificate to go another time. But you have a special deal. What is it?
Yes, Mom Love. So if you go to the website, miamiculinarytours.com, and you enter that code, moms and daughters and sons, they get a $10 off.
So that's MOM, Mom Love.
Correct, all together.
It's the code, and you get a special deal. Well, that sounds
good. And it's miamiculinarytours.com.
Correct.
Okay.
Now, we had such fun in Wynwood, but what do we do on South Beach? Tell us about that.
So South Beach, you know, you have the backdrop of Art Deco. And so we, you know, get to learn a little bit about, you know, who was the lady who preserved, you know, Barbara Capitman and her dramatic story to preserve the area. And between these stops, we go and try, you know, from Cuban to Haitian to Colombian, Argentinian, and Italian. You know, we do all these stops on a section of South Beach that is all walking. So it's the same concept: taste, learn about the culture, and from restaurant to restaurant, then you get to learn about the neighborhood. And then at the end, if you're visiting, you'll be a local. You'll know where to go.
That's a wonderful way to put it. You will be. And I think some of us locals need to go and see what's going on because, as I mentioned before, I hadn't been in Wynwood in like 6 months. It's totally different. It changes so often.
Absolutely. And I will say nowadays, I mean, 60-70% of the folks that come to our tours are locals. I mean, they're coming to learn about, you know, what's new in this neighborhood, what's, you know, who are the chefs, what are, you know, what's cooking up, really.
Yes.
We have
yes.
an emailer. Travis wants to know if the tours include restaurants or foods from other cultural areas, such as Eastern Europe, that have a presence in South Florida, or do they just cover the Spanish-speaking and Caribbean cultures?
Well, that's a great question. It reflects really the folks living in the area. So, I mean, I wish we could go up, you know, a little bit to the north and eat those beautiful pierogies that they have. But, you know, I will say it's very much influenced by Latin and Caribbean cultures because that's, you know, that's what we have here in the areas that we do the tours. We also, I mean, we have a lot of Italians, right? Thank God for the Italians because when you see an Italian, you know you're going to eat well. But, I mean, Eastern Europe... we don't have that those bites yet, but we just reflect the culture that lives in the area.
So therefore, they can't because those restaurants are further north. It would be a very long walk.
Yeah, well, Sunny Isles, So, what about Little Havana? Do you go to Ball and Chain? Of course,
absolutely.
Where else do you go?
So we go to Ball and Chain, and then. We stop for an amazing empanada that is done the right way at El Pav. You know that restaurant.
What do you mean by the right way?
The right way means that it has been folded by hand, and then you can see an empanada that is done. You know that mama is cooking in the kitchen because you can see that it has not been pressed by a machine. I can get into more details of that, but. El Pub is wonderful. Then we go to a fruit stand and we learn about, you know, the different tropical fruits that we grow right here in South Florida. Then we go to Cuba Ocho to learn about art, Domino Park. So we really get into the culture. We visit an artist.
Well, on that note, we're going to take a short break. I'm Linda Gassenheimer on Topical Currents. We're talking with Grace Dell about the Miami Culinary Tours. We're going to take a short break and... we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer on Topical Currents. We're talking with Grace Deller. She's the founder of Miami Culinary Tours, and she's been taking us on a delicious tour of Miami. And by the way, you can go to WLRN's Facebook page for a live video of the tour she brought us in Wynwood and the food we were eating. I just wanted to mention that tomorrow night, May 12th, is South Florida's 29th annual Taste of the Nation for No Kid Hungry event. And it's going to be held at the Soho Studios in Wynwood. Sadly, I didn't realize this, one in five children in this country struggles with hunger. And that includes more than 1.1 million kids in Florida alone. So several of South Florida's charities are going to benefit from the proceeds. And if you want more information about it, you can go to nokidhungry.org/Miami, and you can learn more about it. But it's dinner and minutes time, so maybe you want to have a quick and easy dinner for mom on her day. This is a 15-minute, no-cook dinner, real simple and easy. And it's a layered shrimp salad with Parmesan crostini. So you just buy the shrimp already cooked, and you layer it with some vegetables, and you dress it with a light dressing. And for the dressing, I just doctor up a bottle of vinaigrette dressing. I put some chopped onion, some tarragon in it, and you just toss the shrimp with the dressing. I put lettuce on the plate. I put cucumber slices, corn, and put in the layers, and I put the shrimp on top. So easy. And for the crostini, grated Parmesan cheese on some baguette slices and melt them. So easy. I think Mom will enjoy it. That whole recipe and a photo, it's at dinnerinminutes.com. And now it's our restaurant news segment, and we have with us Matt Meltzer. He's the Miami editor for the Thrillist Group. He's here to give us tips on what's new this week in the restaurant world and maybe where we should go this weekend. Hi, Matt Meltzer.
Hello, Linda. How are you?
We're great.
Hi, Matt.
Hey. How is everybody over there today?
We're missing your being in studio, but you just tell us what we're going to eat, and we'll be happy.
All right, that's all you need to know. So we'll start off up in Broward today. Douglas Rodriguez, you may remember him. He had that spot down on South Beach on First Street that was sort of modern gourmet Cuban food that was great. It went out of business a little while ago. He's opening a new spot out at Sawgrass Mills, which hard
Sawgrass.
To believe anything. Right, I mean, you would think, wow, something's opening at Sawgrass, but I think they're really trying to reinvent that place as a much more upscale culinary destination. It's called Mojitos and Plates. It's not exactly like what he was doing in South Beach. I don't think it's as gourmet of a concept, but it's the same sort of modern take on Cuban food.
So it's called Mojitos in Play, did you say?
Mojitos and plates.
And the plate. Okay, great.
Yeah, and plates, like plural, like okay. Multiple mojitos, multiple plates. And again, it's from Douglas Rodriguez, who is, who has done some great things here. He had the Cuban sandwich on a stick, which one is one of my very favorite things to eat, and that's been gone now for a while. So glad to see him back. Also, going the other direction, coming from Broward into Dade County, Doral is getting Angelo Ilia's pizza. And Angelo, if you've had Angelo Ilia's pizza up in Fort Lauderdale before, if it's not the best pizza in Lauderdale, it's definitely in the conversation. It's joining the just slew of stuff opening up in Doral right now. So many things opening there. But this is the newest entrant. Real, real high-quality Italian restaurant. Great pizza. That's going to be a real welcome addition out in Doral if you're out that way.
What makes the pizza so good?
You know, it's a very authentic Italian flavor, and he uses it's that style that you'd get if you were in Italy. So it's not like restaurant pizza that you'd get here. It's a lot more authentic. The dough is phenomenal. He makes the sauce himself. So it's just a fresher, more flavorful pizza than you get, I think, in a lot of restaurants. It's not a lot of crazy toppings like you'd find at a Harry's or or an Andiamo or something. It's a much more traditional style, but it's the stuff you remember getting in good Italian restaurants when you were a kid.
Wow. So we'll have time, I think, for just one more. What have you got for us?
One more this week. There's Gilly's Beach Club. It's been open for a little while, but I just discovered it. First of all, it's a restaurant on the water in Miami, which we have an alarming lack of.
It's called?
Gilly's Beach Club, G-I-L-I-S, or G-I-L-L-I-S Beach Club.
Okay.
And
where
it's,
is it?
It's up in Sunny Isles. It's on the water in Sunny Isles, up kind of near the Newport. No, it's not at the Newport. It's up by the Newport, up there on Collins. And it has a beach view. It has an ocean view, and it's a place where you can cook your food right on a hot rock, a hot stone they bring to the table. So it's a fun experience. You get to go there, you get to cook your own food, and you get a great ocean view. So if you're looking for a date spot for this weekend, that's definitely it. I mean, again, there's so few places here where you can eat and see the ocean outside, which is amazing for a city with this much coastline. And it's great when you have one that's also kind of fun to throw in there.
Well, that sounds fantastic. Thank you so much, Matt. You always have such good information for us.
Always a pleasure, Linda. Hopefully I can join you guys in studio again one of these days.
Well, we would love it.
We'll look forward to it.
That's Matt Meltzer. He's the Miami editor for the Thrillist Group. Matt Meltzer, thank you so much for telling us about this. Okay, and we have here Grace Della, and we're talking about her Miami culinary tours. And so we've already mentioned the Wynwood tour, the South Beach tour, and the Little Havana tour. So tell me, do your tours leave every day, or how does it work, Grace?
Yes, we run them daily, different times for lunch and dinner, 12 o'clock, 5 p.m.
At 12 o'clock, so there's an evening one as well.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
So people can, we'll jump on the website and see our calendar. We run Little Havana, 12:30 p.m., every day, South Beach at 12 o'clock and 5 p.m., and then the Wynwood Tour every day at 12 o'clock. And we do a lot of private events and private groups and corporate groups, and those go at any time that works for the group and works for our team.
Oh, that's a great idea. So if you wanted to give if people come visit, or you want to give your office a treat and all, that's a fun thing to do.
Yes, we have a lot of offices from Miami that they join a private culinary tour.
Mm. And so how long do the tours generally last?
2.5 hours to 3 hours.
Uh-huh. And so, well, you meet at the place, so you don't bus them to the place.
Correct. Well, for private groups, we do. So the daily tours that happen every day, we call them the public tours. People have to get to the meeting point, but the private tours we can pick up, at the hotel or, sometimes at offices around the city. I mean, we have, picked up groups in Fort Lauderdale all the way up to Palm Beach, actually.
I'm just wondering on the tours, how much walking there is, because you said you walk. It's
great question.
Because it's getting to that time of year.
Yes.
Okay.
So we change a little bit. So we walk about a mile, but with plenty of resting stops. In the summer, what we do is we shorten our routes. We don't shorten our bites, but we shorten, you know, where we walk.
Maybe they should have the long walks if they're going to have all those bites.
Right.
We rest a little bit more under the AC, and so we cover some things, you know, inside of the restaurants when it, you know, when it's too hot outside. But, you know, we tour rain or shine, summer, winter, fall, all year long.
Okay. Well, what type of training do your guides have?
They go through extensive training, but, you know, it's all about a personality. So I never care about somebody being, you know, certified. I cared about that passion that they bring, you know, for people first and then for food.
Are you looking for tour guides?
We always look for, we're always looking for great talent.
Okay.
So, and that's very interesting. So they have the passion, they have the desire, and so it's easy for you to train them because you can't train the passion to them.
Absolutely. Linda, you got it. Exactly. So our team, we're about 8 to 10 ladies, and, you know, we all share that passion for food and the passion for explaining folks about the different cultures. So, on our group, we have, you know, somebody from Russian, then Italian, and then one is a chef, and the other one was born and raised in Miami. We're a very diverse group.
These are the guides you're talking about, yes.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. And are there tours geared for families with children?
Yes, children are welcome. You can train kids to be foodies. You know, we have had 5 years, 6 years. Yes, families are welcome to come to our tours.
Okay. Well, we have so many more things we wanted to talk about. Thank you, Grace Della, for joining us and for the taste of South Florida foods.
Thank you.
And if you go to their website and you want to go on a tour for Mother's Day, you type in Mom Love, and that's the code for $10 off your tour. It's a great way to experience our city. Matt Meltzer, thank you so much for joining us and for he always has such good restaurant information.
He does.
Bonnie, pleasure talking with you.
Likewise.
And next week I'll be on assignment, but I'll be back in 2 weeks. We'll be learning more about real Italian-inspired cuisine with Niven Patel. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.
And we thank you for joining us today. Our lead producer is Richard Ives, with technical direction from online producer and operations manager Jason Zapka. Polly Landis is associate producer. We have free audio archives at our website, WLRN.org, and our topical currents page, as well as the iTunes podcast. Joe and I return Monday with a program about Equality Florida's Safe and Healthy Schools Project, devoted to the welfare and security of LGBTQ students. We'll visit with the director of the program, Dee Palazzo, and the Miami-Dade County School Superintendent, Alberto Carvalho, among others. Have a great weekend. Bonnie Berman for Joseph Cooper and Linda Gassenheimer. Stay tuned for Here and Now, up next from NPR News.